Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Pure celebrity. Henry Simpson Johnson came to Perry, Indian Territory, in 1895, came west looking for America's last frontier. "I had it in my heart to be a pioneer, and this looked to me to be the pioneer spot of the world," he wrote later. He says he put in a week wandering around looking for saloons and tents and decided Perry, a brand new burg after the land rush, was the place to begin. Perry is rightly proud of Henry Simpson Johnson. Stop in the new Land Rush Museum just off I-35, and you'll see and read his story in a three-ring binder of famous locals. Henry Simpson Johnson, a lawyer by trade, served Perry as a delegate to the state's Constitutional Convention and eventually as governor, but not long. He got himself impeached and was back home in 2 years. It wasn't just another story of just another woman for Johnston. It was fear, mostly, that got him run out of the Capitol. Fear in the hearts of pious folk who thought him too fond of weird spiritualists like those dark-skinned foreigners who practiced yoga. Yes, yoga. He had friends, you know, who did yoga, and who knew where that might lead. Was a sorry end to a sweet story, but credit Perry with remembering its famous residents, even if poor Governor Henry Simpson Johnson fell from grace. Most small towns keep record of their famous sons and daughters. You can't help loving Pawnee City, Nebraska, population 898. Business-wise, Pawnee City isn't thriving right now. If you circle the town square, you might just think hope is just about all they have. But Pawnee City names their famous citizens on a historical marker a block off the square. Stop by and read them out loud. There's Elizabeth Irish McCalla, for one, drop-dead gorgeous daughter of the town butcher, who must have attracted droves of boys from miles around, flies to honey. Irish didn't stick around. She left for Hollywood and worked in an aircraft factory until talent scouts fixated on her bountiful proportions. Overnight, she was a pinup and a Vargas girl, and then got even sweeter exposure in River Goddess, a movie that did little more than feature four young women dressed in as little as the censor would allow in 1952. Irish McCalla, the shapely pride of Pawnee City, spent the TV season swinging from vines as Sheena of the Jungle. Her name's up there on the sign, but her star has a place in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Clothed or not so, Pawnee City is proud. Another name on that historical marker is Daniel Lawrence Whitney, son of a preacher and hog farmer. Daniel Lawrence Whitney is right there beside Irish. Whitney went to a Christian school and a Baptist college before a stint at the University of Nebraska, where he met a couple of guys from Dixie who lent him their Southern accent, the accent he uses on stage. Get this. Soon enough, Daniel Lawrence will be here, Orpheum Theater, Sioux City, Iowa. Even though she still pulled on leopard skin leotards when she was 70 years old, Irish is long gone, but Daniel Lawrence is greatly among us. He goes by Larry these days when he leaves crowds in stitches, and those who love him know him as the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy, Pawnee City, Nebraska. You gotta hand it to that little town. Right up there in bold gold, their history sign says, home of Irish McCalla and Larry the Cable Guy. Now the Pawnees have their own history, even their own museum out west. But nobody else, not Cozad or Wahoo or Broken Bow or Ogallala, can claim a sleeveless comedian with plumber's butt and a one-time queen of the jungle. Pawnee City's pride and joy.